I'm Amy Ryan, and I'm a candidate for Chapel Hill Town Council. I've been serving Chapel Hill on council for 4 years now, and I have to say it was quite a first term. As we've guided the community through the post-pandemic recovery, we've continued to focus on important issues like climate change and housing. I've been excited by the progress we've made on these and other tough issues, and I'm running for another term to keep that momentum going. I'm the only incumbent in the council race, and I have 15 years of advisory board experience before that. I know our town, I know the issues we face, and I know how to work with my colleagues to get things done. My top three issues, the first is climate change. It's the challenge of our time. I am incredibly proud that we adopted the first climate action plan in 2021. When we think about climate action, we also have to think about the natural environment. During my time on council, I've been a strong and effective voice for taking care of our streams and our tree canopy, for protecting sensitive natural areas and wildlife habitat. Taking care of our environment is crucial to the health of our planet, and it's crucial to the health and well-being of everyone in town. It's a number one issue for me. So second for me is planning. We need to manage the growth that's coming in a way that's right for Chapel Hill. We took a huge step forward when we adopted the Complete Community Framework. It's a roadmap to our future that keeps the focus where it belongs, on building a sustainable, connected, and inclusive community. I've been working on planning issues in town for the last 20 years and bring crucial experience and expertise to the job. I'm really excited about the direction we're taking, and I want to be there to make it happen. So third, we've got some great new ideas and big initiatives in motion, and we need to keep the momentum up here as well. Things like $1 million a year in new parks funding, plans to more than double our Greenway network, implementing new DEI and community outreach systems, and reinvesting in a vibrant downtown with the public spaces to make it the strong heart of our community. Voters I talk to are excited about the path we're on. With their support, I can be there to make sure all this good work continues. Housing is an incredibly important issue in town. Lack of affordable housing and our need for more missing middle housing have been a major focus for all of us over the last few years. If we want to be a place for everyone, we need to use all the levers we can to address those issues. A recent housing study with UNC showed us a hard truth that will become out of reach for many people unless we take bold steps to increase inventory. And we did. Council committed to approving 500 new units a year, and we're encouraging missing middle housing like townhomes. And we're allowing duplexes and small accessory units in neighborhoods, making room for people like downsizing adults and young families. The other piece is affordable housing. We do a really, really good job here, but the numbers are sobering. The need is tremendous, as is the money it will take to meet it. We're doing all the right things, and our housing staff is working on new creative ideas, like a revolving loan fund started with a $5 million grant from UNC Health to make sure that our progress continues. I think the town is doing a great job addressing climate change. I'm really proud of the Climate Action Plan, the first in the triangle. It will let us make a real impact and gives us a roadmap to meet net zero town emissions by 2050. Here's just some of what we're doing. We're working to reduce car trips with smart land use planning, connecting our neighborhoods with a new greenway system, and improving our fare-free bus system. We're greening our fleet with new electric buses, police cars, and landscaping equipment. We're focusing on healthy streams and tree canopy to protect water quality, wildlife habit, and biodiversity. The area I'd like to see more action is to persuade our partners at UNC to retire their coal plant for good and before the current 2040 target date. We need to accelerate progress here, both to improve air quality and reduce this significant contributor to our carbon footprint. I think in the last 4 years, Council has done a tremendous job on housing. I am very excited by our planning effort with our Complete Community Framework. I've been doing planning in town for 20 years, and this is a real step forward for us. Instead of just approving buildings, we're now talking about building community. We're planning to put density on our transit corridors. We're going to connect everybody with a new greenway system. I think it's just a great step forward in town. And I think people who haven't liked some of the density that's come to town are going to be really excited when they see what this new way of doing things brings. What I would have done differently, we just started a new budget process. So in our earlier budget discussions, we were just taking one-year lookouts, and we weren't considering all of our upcoming needs and all the things we needed to do. So this year, we told the town manager we want to really implement a five-year budget process. We did, and it's going to let us retain our financial sustainability into the future and really plan for things ahead of time. We are in good fiscal shape, contrary to what some people are saying, but I think that this will let us plan better into the future. When voters see my name on the ballot, the first thing I want them to think about is experience. We'll have a very new council next year. It looks like 6 of the 8 members will have 2 years of council service or less. I've been working on town issues for 20 years. I know the history, I know the people, I understand the issues, and I can bring that knowledge and experience to work for the town. The second thing I want people to think about is collaboration. There are lots of different interests in Chapel Hill, and that's a good thing. It's my job as a council member to work with all these different people and interests to get things done. I'm someone who listens to all sides, balancing competing interests to reach good outcomes for the whole town. That's what made me an effective council member for the last 4 years and how I'll be effective in my second term.